We asked our franchisees an important question while we were in Del Rey, and it was, who do you want to be a hero to? We told them that we wanted to be a hero to them. And, you know, there's many people in your life you might want to be a hero to. If you're a leader, you might want to be a hero in your team. But we also, if you're a member of Journey, we want to be a hero to you. We want to be the one that took you from where you're at to where you wanted to go, and your fitness dreams came true. And while you're on that fitness journey, other dreams came true, and we got to share them with you. And everybody can relate to this. You know, you want to be a hero to your family. And, you know, for us, of course, it's just those franchisees that we want to be a hero to.
Yo, it's your girl and boy CT. I'm Cindy Barnes.
And I'm Travis Barnes.
And we are the founders of the Overcomers Podcast.
The Overcomers Podcast is designed to help you overcome adversity and live your dreams. Every week we will be sharing stories of people who found their strength in their struggle. The Overcomers Podcast is sponsored by Journey 333, and that's a lot of threes, so let me tell you what it is. It's fitness, coaching, and nutrition. It is a place where we help you to look better, live better, and feel better, and it is mind, body, spirit. Today, we're going to help you get your mind right with our special guest.
Yo, it's your girl and boy.
CT.
You haven't seen this show for a while. Wow. You know, Cindy, I wanted to bring you on this show today because you're my favorite co-host. And also, you know, my favorite guest and my favorite business partner. You know, so much I could say about that, you know. But really today, I just want to... We want to tease you a little bit. We just had a deep dive in Delray Beach, Florida, with our franchisees, and we have a big announcement coming up. That big announcement is going to be on April 12th. You know, locations will be having their happy hour workout in the Sarah location. We're having like a glow workout. Not sure what all the locations are doing, but we're going to have a special guest presenter, Todd Durkin. That's going to be so cool. So he'll be presenting. It's going to be very inspiring. It's going to be one of the biggest announcements in Journey history. And, you know, I wanted to share a little bit today, you know, for those that watch it via video, you may want to check this out. Actually, let me just do my share again, making sure that this podcast will pick up the sound. So, Cindy and I, look at us, girl. I hope that you can tune in to our YouTube page and check it out. But there we are, way back in 2013. What do you think? Your hair was shorter then.
Yeah.
And you weren't as fit then as you are now. You were better with time.
Ah, like a fine wine, baby. That's all.
Oh, way to go. Look at those shirts. We were wearing Walmart shirts, I think. We just knew that our colors should be red, and so we got these Walmart shirts, right? That looks pretty well. We had this logo, which was redesigned with the help of a member that did some marketing and graphic design. But really, we found it online. Right? Like, I mean, some people go and create it from scratch. We're like, right. We want this Phoenix.
Right.
And why did we want the Phoenix?
Well, because we were rising from the ashes.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we had... Well, if you ever listened to the first episode, you know, there's a lot that's happened in our lives. And from living in a FEMA trailer to Travis being incarcerated for 10 years and me being a single mom, it was a lot. And we were starting our own business. So we were definitely rising from the ashes. We had been down and out for a long time. So,
yeah. Phoenix was a great symbol for that.
Yeah.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way,
if I could reach your style, I'd give them all to you.
Well, that's where we were at, you know, and why did I put that video, if I could turn back time? Well, let me just go back and say, that was a great first year in business. I mean, wow, that was so awesome. I mean, we went from zero to like how many members in a year?
Oh, like 400.
Yeah, Reggie and Michael, shout out to him and Rosa for letting us start in their place. And then moving curves out of our way so that we could punch a hole in the wall and make room for more members. We kind of had like this tunnel where we would divide people because there wasn't enough space on one side. We needed both sides for that. That was so cool. That's where we're at. And recently in Delray, we asked our franchisees where they're at today. You know, it was an important question. And as we asked them that question, it was clear that the meteoric ride that we were on that caused us to open up 5 locations in 4 years and caused Germany to become a franchisee, that the pandemic of 2020, that the pandemic times seemed to last quite a while when you consider how long everybody was still wearing masks. I think it was just months ago.
We're allowed to, still are.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just months ago, you're allowed to visit the hospital without a mask. I think it was this past year, right, when we found out that you could fly without a mask.
Last year,
right? Yeah. I mean, it's just, so anyway, you know, some of those stigmas of those times lasted a long time. Certainly the gym industry had a big stigma, which was, you know, it wasn't safe to go to the gym, right? You know, so it's crazy. Right? But, you know, that being said, we asked our franchisees where they were at in Delray, and, you know, many are still struggling, still looking for those good times. And, you know, we identified that, you know, maybe we returned to the world with the same approach, but the world wasn't the same anymore.
Right.
Now, and we talked with our franchisees about wanting them to get on the mountaintop, right? We wanted to take them to the mountaintop because, we don't want anybody to join us in a struggle. We want to join us in the business where they can change lives and have enough finances to support themselves and put food on their table, you know? And so we have this slide for those of you watching on YouTube where there's a guy on a mountaintop, and we talked about this company called More Heart Than Scars that you may go back a couple episodes, and we had a gentleman on that podcast that he decided to start doing Spartans after he was in a wheelchair. And More Heart Than Scars learned about his story and learned that he also would like to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, and they're the type of company that makes that possible. Sure. And so what we wanted to do for our franchisees is make it possible for them to get to their mountaintop. And that's really what our brainstorming session was about. And we asked them an important question. We said, you know, hey, will you go to the mountaintop with us even if you can't see the path? We did a good analogy on that. Do you remember what you did with Janice?
Yeah, put a blindfold on her.
How do you put a blindfold on Janice? Janice is the owner of Londonderry with her partner, Tricia. We don't always blindfold our franchisees, but
No. And to just see, you know, the trust. And I led her through like a little obstacle course around a table and out to a different room. And I just would tell her, you know, 5 steps to the right, 5 to the left, 5 forward, you know. And we went, you know, on a little obstacle course and back. And she was 100% trusting. Well, if I told her to step, she stepped. Yeah. And with no hesitation. So it was good. It was cool.
That was a cool exercise. That was good leadership on your part. And we want to thank you, Overcomer Nation. If you're part of one of our journey programs and you've trusted us with your journey, trusted us to get you to your personal mountaintop, even though you may not have been able to see the path, but we knew it. We knew what it was. We knew that it was keeping a food journal and working out with us so many times a week and doing what we said when it was time to work out, like probably plenty of exercises that you've never done before. Mm-hmm. Much like our franchisees, when they've chosen to open up locations, they weren't previous business owners. So they had to trust us on that journey of business ownership. And, ultimately we went over our company history and we said, you know, so when we started Journey, we were standing on the shoulders of giants, right? I mean, we're the types of people that are open-minded and we love learning from industry leaders. So Todd Durkin was our key mentor. Before there even was a Journey, we discovered him at a Perform Better in 2011. Journey started in 2013, and it felt like you know, he had something really special going on in those rooms. And we came back with a plan to basically change the way fitness was being done. We really wanted to adopt a more functional approach, a more HIIT approach. And there weren't a lot of places doing that. It really wasn't until we got started at Journey that there were some local places that also wanted to do that because there was such great buzz, you know. But so Isaac Newton says, we see further because we stand on the shoulders of giants. And Todd Durkin was that giant that we stood on his shoulders. So it was really cool to have him join us in Delray and, you know, just have him pour into our team again. But we're on a meteoric ride that led to Jeremy becoming our first franchisee and other franchisees. And it seemed like the pandemic was the ending of an era. If you watch this on YouTube, you'll see a throwback for Jeremy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was just kind of cool how his daughter is now 10 is about the age of Nico in this picture, maybe even younger. the Journey logo had to change for Jeremy to become a franchisee because we found out that Journey Fitness was already trademarked. And so we became Journey 333.
Right.
Yeah. Wild, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That was tough. That was tough because we're like, oh my God, what do you mean we can't just become a franchise under our current name? And somebody in Hawaii had trademarked Journey Fitness and
Journey 2 Fitness.
Journey 2 Fitness, but it was too close to give us a trademark for Journey Fitness. So we went over all these things and once again got a God wink. And, you know, many of you heard that story before, but ultimately the 333, if you Google it, it's a good sign, it's a good number. And what it's always meant to us is that we're mind, body, spirit, fitness, coaching, and nutrition. We help people to look better, live better, feel better, right? So there's a lot of threes going on in our business. You know, that's what we did. You know, for us, we asked our franchisees an important question while we were in Del Rey, and it was, who do you want to be a hero to? Who do you want to be a hero to, right? And we told them that we wanted to be a hero to them. And, you know, there's many people in your life you might want to be a hero to. If you're a leader, you might want to be a hero to your team. But we also, if you're a member of Journey, we want to be a hero to you. We want to be the one that took you from where you're at to where you wanted to go and your fitness dreams came true. And while you're on that fitness journey, other dreams came true and we got to share them with you. And everybody can relate to this. You know, you want to be a hero to your family. You want to be a hero to your community. And, you know, for us, of course, it's just those franchisees that we want to be a hero to. It's just so important because they're counting on us. They're trusting us. They're sometimes trusting us with their life savings. You know, you got to give a shout out to these people that have taken everything that they had, whether it be Ricardo. He had a small savings as a teacher at the time and invested that in Journey. Or, you know, Trish and Janice, I know I've invested some savings as well. So that's just really important to us. You know, we reminisced and we said, you know, we originally had this fiery logo and then we became Journey 333. And we said, you know, we can't become what we need to be by remaining what we are. We can't become what we need to be by remaining what we are. How about you, Overcomer Nation? How does that apply to you? Like, there's lots of ways, you know, like, we can't become the parent that we need to be by remaining the immature kid, right? Like, about step into parenthood, you know? Can't become a business owner with an employee mentality. We couldn't become a franchise with our old logo, right? You know, we had to be Journey 333. So there's a lot of different times in your life where, you know, you got to kind of step into something greater. So, you know, we went over that concept a bit and we said, are there any keys to our current problems, you know, that would unlock the door? And so we did talk about what a big industry it is. You know, fitness is a $88 billion industry with 200,000 health clubs worldwide and 184 million members engaged. So there's certainly a demand for it. It's just like, what is the world demanding of us that if we could turn back time, you know, where's this industry heading, you know? And so in preparation for this meeting, we looked over 127 million. We didn't look them all over ourselves. 127 million Google reports. And guess what? If you're a fitness enthusiast, which most of you are listening to this podcast, this is where it says the world's going. The world is interested in mind-body integration. This generation realizes the importance of mindset now more than ever. There's advancements in wearable technology where we're being called to go beyond pounds and inches. People are focusing on longevity and getting a lot of intelligence, a lot of perspective on their life as they wear these wearable technologies. And AI, artificial intelligence, is going to assist in the future with the customization of your programming. It's amazing to think, but for those of you that don't know much about AI, we've gone through AI being human-assisted or machine learning, where you can input data and it'll learn from that, to deep learning. And the deep learning is where it scours the internet. So everything that's available on the internet is what AI knows. So imagine your trainer being a trainer that knows every program that was ever written and available on the internet, and then can customize your program. And that's why AI should be involved in your programming, right? A focus on recovery. Boy, last couple years, there's an explosion in these different recovery trends, right? I mean, everybody's realizing just how important recovery is. Holistic health, right? People want more than just a workout. They want nutrition and mindset and life coaching, right? You know, a great John Lennon quote says, life is what happens when you're making other plans, right? You know, isn't that the truth, right? I think we've figured that out enough times in journey. Like, what gets in the way of people's goals?
Life.
Life. It is, right?
Right.
Yeah. Telefitness growth, you know, more people even signing up virtually. And community is still the secret sauce, guys. We have to lean in on each other. We have to be that community for you. And you have to be that community for us, because we all need each other. And that's one thing that pandemic proved to us, right? Nobody does well in isolation.
Does.
Right?
Terrible.
Yeah, and perhaps that's it. The reason behind the increase in people wanting mindset coaching.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, depression was at an all-time high, suicide rates at an all-time high. Right. And so, you know, we asked our team the questions about, you know, what are we doing about these current trends? You know, where's your business at? Where are you trending? Because what we know is that businesses don't fail. Businesses don't fail. Isn't that great? Well, the reason businesses don't fail is because leaders do. Leaders do. So we don't want to be the leaders that fail. You know, we shared with them a great quote by General Douglas MacArthur that said, the history of war can be summed up in two words: too late. Right? You don't want to be too late to see a need to adapt and change. We even went over companies that were too late for you listeners. Maybe you don't know the history of Kodak. You know, they essentially created the film and photography market. They held 90% of film sales and 85% of camera sales in 1976. But they did not want to move into digital photography. They really enjoyed the reign of analog photography and thought they could hang on to it. And by the time that they had moved into digital photography, they had effectively been pushed out of the market that they had created and filed for bankruptcy in 2012. So it's not the strongest that survives or the most intelligent that survives. It's the one that's the most adaptable to change. Because they don't see threats, they see opportunities. Blockbuster, another great example. Did you know, Overcomer Nation, did you know that at its peak, they had 9,000 locations in 2004. Wow. They had achievements. Yeah, that is a lot. 9,000. I bet you they were one of the largest franchises ever.
Yeah.
They had a chance to buy Netflix in the year 2000 for $50 million. They did not adapt to the changing viewing patterns. Netflix became king of streaming, while Redbox was able to provide a similar service that Blockbuster was providing without the high overhead. And so in 2013, they became defunct. They were no longer relevant. Do you know why? It was because of one man, Reed Hastings.
Reed Hastings saw the future. He joined Netflix in 1999 as CEO. 1999, he was the CEO, and he had a vision that they should be doing this streaming. And so he let him into the future. He let him into the future. And so it's pretty cool to think about, right? That, you know, sometimes you just have to see opportunities for change in your life. And that's what we're going to be discussing on April 12th is we're going to discuss, you know, how can we adapt to what the world seems to be demanding? You know, how can we bring you more if you're part of this journey community? How can we bring you more? How can we respond and make sure that we're keeping up with market trends? So April 12th is going to be really exciting. There's going to be a lot of great things that we're talking about. We can bring you more. What do you say, Cindy?
Well, I say they got to tune in. They got to listen. They got to, you know, go to their local facilities and hear the big announcement, you know, because, it's big. And we want to do the best for all of our people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's our advice. Whether you tune in at your local journey or, you know, let us know if you can't make it. Maybe we can set something up for you to tune in virtually, maybe be on the same screen as Todd Durkin as he's presenting. But yeah, we're going to talk about the future of fitness and how Journey is going to be bringing you more in the coming months and coming years, and making sure that just as much of a meteoric ride that we had back in 2013, because we were doing so many things that currently we're not being offered anywhere else. Well, you might just see a little bit of that again.
Get ready.
Because here we come. Here we come. All right. Thanks for tuning in, Overcomer Nation. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, Overcomer Nation. Make sure if you haven't already, give us a 5-star rating. Make sure that you share this and subscribe so you can see all of our future content.
That's right. And if you'd like to be a guest on a future show, go to overcomers-podcast.com. If you're interested in our franchise opportunities with Journey 333, then go to www.journeyfitness333.com. And finally, if you like what you heard today and you feel like you're somebody that needs a bit more coaching, go to travisbarnes.com. Yeah!